Okay, we brought a machlokes, Abaye and Rava, regarding a kiddushin that cannot end up with consummation of the marriage. Is it considered a kiddushin or not? Rava says it's not considered a kiddushin. Abaye says it is considered a kiddushin. Rava brought a textual source. It says if a man will yikach, will take a woman, that's an act of financial marriage, give the money, and says uba Allah, and then he is intimate with her, which would imply that you only do a kiddushin if you could be intimate with her afterwards. We also said that this would be the two ways of interpreting the pshat in the reisha of the Mishnah. When the Mishnah says you're makadosh two sisters at the same time, or a mother and daughter at the same time, it's not a good kiddushin. The Gemara wanted to know why. So Rava said the reason is if you can't do something one after the other, then you can't do it at the same time. That's what Rava gave. But then Gemara said, well, why didn't you say, what, according to your opinion, that you said any kiddushin that can't be consummated should not be kiddushin? The answer is really, yeah, that would be my answer, all right. That the two sisters together can't be married, because when you marry both sisters, right, even though you're technically married to one, but you don't know which one, so since you can't consummate it, that's no kiddushin. That's going to be Rava's real reason. The other reason he gave will really fit better for Abaye, who says since you can't do one after the other, then you can't do them at the same time. And that's how we concluded. Today we're going to go back to our Mishnah, and by the power of deduction, ask a question against Rava. That's what we're going to do now. We're going to bring a proof against Rava, and therefore what we're going to have to do is relearn the Mishnah. And we're going to see, and now the whole Mishnah will come into play. Tanan, we learned in our Mishnah, that's a quick review now, Hamakadesh Isho Bita, man gives a kiddushin to a mother and her daughter at the same time. O Isha Vachoso, and a woman and her sister, Keachas, simultaneously. The Mishnah said, Einan Mikudeshes, there is no kiddushin. Now, that's what the Mishnah says. Now, sometimes the Mishnah says, and we could deduce from what the Mishnah says. Now remember, the author of the Mishnah has a number of scenarios he can select as what he puts into the Mishnah. He's only choosing a specific one, so because to exclude other possibilities, which is not so. So let's look exactly what's the case that Rabbi Yehuda Nasi chose to put in the Mishnah. A man marries both women simultaneously. So what did he exactly say? He said, I'm married to you and to you. Let's say he takes two prutos. He said, I want to be married to you and to you with these two prutos. So he wants to be married to both of them simultaneously. It's no good. So now there are other cases that could be very close to that he did not mention. The Gemara wishes to now make a deduction. He said, well, you pick the case where he wants to be married to both at the same time. What if he says like this? He says, you know what? I want to be married to one of the two of you with this pruta. Maybe we could deduce that would be okay. Only when you don't want to marry both, it doesn't work. But if he wants to marry one, maybe we could deduce that it is a good kiddushin. And that's what the Gemara is going to deduce right now.
That's not the case. We're talking about two.
Right. So why did he pick that? Why didn't he pick even if you only wanted to do one, it doesn't work? In other words, there are a number of possible cases. Okay, well, let's go through some possibilities. He goes to a woman and her sister and says, I want to be married to both of you at the same time. That's one possibility. Yes, now, there's another possibility. I want to be married to one of the two of you.
Okay,
now why didn't the author say that? If the author would say that, then I'd know both cases. In other words, if the Mishnah would have said the following, goes to two sisters, says, I want to be married to one of you. Say it's no good. Now, once I would say that, then I'd ask him, what would be the law if he wants to marry both simultaneously? Well, if he wants to marry one, it's no good. Then both for sure it's no good. So why didn't the author say that? If that's the law. So it must be only to imply that if you want to be married to one of them, it's a kiddushin. Doesn't mean to say you can live with them. he is married to one of them. Now, the next point will be, and since we don't know, he'd have to give both of them a divorce out of doubt. Do you understand? If the law is that in either one of the two cases I described to you, it's no kiddushin at all, then the author of the Mishnah should have mentioned the bigger kiddush. Should have said, if I want to marry one out of the two of you, it should say it's not a kiddushin. And then I know for sure you want to marry both, it's not a kiddushin. Wouldn't that be the better thing to write? Since he didn't write that, he only wrote, if I want to marry both of you simultaneously, it's not a good kiddushin. That implies that if I want to marry one out of the two of you, it is a good kiddushin. That's only a good kiddushin insofar as we know he's married to one of them. He won't be able to live with them, because the next thing would have to happen is he'd have to give them both a divorce out of doubt, because he doesn't know which one is married, because he can't sleep with any of them because it's a subject. But why didn't the Mishnah, since the Mishnah did not say that if you want to marry one of them, it's not a good kiddushin, but it only picked the case when you want to marry both simultaneously, it's not a good kiddushin, that is obviously implying that if you want to marry just one of the two, it is a good kiddushin. You see?
That's right.
Not that you could live with them.
That's right.
But you did the act you did, and you're married.
Yeah.
You're married to one of them. Which one? We don't know. So what do I do now? Divorce both.
Yeah.
So that's the implication. That's the next line coming. It's straight.
How do we know which one he
said, I'm marrying one of you. He didn't say which one.
He didn't specify which.
So it's ridiculous. It doesn't. Listen, Gemara is not always for what is going to happen.
Right, right.
And sometimes you have people, you know, and it's not so ridiculous. You know, again, Tony, you're a very, you know, when you're a guy who knows what he wants, you're a black and white guy. There's a lot of people in the world who are not that way. Yeah. Can you imagine there's two sisters, and he's getting pressure from the in-laws, you know, you should marry one of the two of them. And really, he doesn't like either one.
Right.
But he can't say, I don't like either one. Just listen, okay, you know what? I don't want to make enemies. I'm a kaddish to one of the two of you. You decide who it is. It's not so unusual. It could happen. So then they say, okay, so guess what? Either it's no kiddushin or it's a suffix kiddushin. Then they both need to get together. So since the Mishnah only chose the case of simultaneous marriage to not be good, that will imply, the implication is, if he says, Achas me isho bita o isho vachosa, but if he tried to betroth one out of the two, and he didn't specify which one, the implication is, mikudeshes. He is betrothed to one of them. Now, we don't know which one, and therefore we'll have to give a get out of the doubt because it's to both of them, but it's a kiddushin. Now, this is going to be a question on Rava, because Rava, who gave the re-Rava, says what? That if you give a kiddushin to something that you cannot follow up with a bia, it's not a kiddushin at all. So the implication is a question on Rava. See, that's why it's a question on Rava. Now we're asking Vamai and Rava, why? Why should it be a good the implication that if he wants to marry one, it's a good kiddushin?
Yeah.
At the end of it, he can't live with any one of them.
Yeah.
Kiddushin she'ein misurin labianinu. This is a kiddushin that cannot be followed up with intimacy.
That's right.
Right? And therefore, it would appear to be a tiyufta de Rava. It appeared to be tiyufta means a refutation to the opinion of Rava. Good, you see the question on Rava? Now, notwithstanding though, I'm not going to get into it right now, that Rava gave an explanation for the Mishnah by saying, since when you want to marry both simultaneously, it doesn't work. Why? Because it can't follow up with the intimacy afterwards. We're still asking a question on the implication. So how's Rava going to get himself out of this? Well, this is, now, some ways to get out of a problem is by creating more problems. In other words, so you're saying everything's good according to Abaye? Abaye says a kiddushin that cannot be followed up with intimacy is a good kiddushin. So that's where, so you're going to tell me the Reisha, this first is like Abaye, not like Rava. So sometimes the way you get out of it is, wait a minute, there's a second part to the Mishnah, man. Okay, you wanted to check with me from the first part of the Mishnah. Let's go take a look at the second part of the Mishnah. And I'm going to show you the second part of the Mishnah. If you want to play with deductions over here, it's going to be a question on Abaye. And really what's going to happen is, if you really are analyzing this Mishnah, you're going to find that the first half of the Mishnah is contradicted by the second half of the Mishnah. In other words, he's going to show you shortly that the implication of the beginning implies one idea. Now he's going to bring the second half that will imply the exact opposite of the first half. That means you don't understand the whole Mishnah at all. And then we're going to have a whole new understanding of the Mishnah. That's what's coming up along here. So sometimes the best defense to a question is by asking another question. And by saying, you say the first part's a question on me. Well, I'm going to go through the second part of the Mishnah and show it's a question on Abaye. So then it's not good according to anybody. That means by definition we have to have a whole new understanding of the Mishnah for everybody. And that's what's coming along. I don't know if we're going to get this all in today, but this is the path we're going to take now. Right now though, clearly that first line of the Mishnah, the implication is difficult for Rava. Implying if you want to marry one out of the two, it is a Kedushin, not like Rava, because it can't be followed with Bia. So Amalak Rava, so Rava comes back and says, hold on. And according to you guys who say that a Kedushin that can't be followed up with intimacy is a good Kedushin, so Ema Seifa, let us look at the second half of the Mishnah that we already learned, and the Gemara is going to bring the whole thing again. The second half of the very Mishnah, the very next line of the Mishnah says, Ma'aseh b'chomesh nashim, a story with five women, u'bahen shtei achiyos, and there were two sisters amongst the five women. Remember what the story was? V'liked echad kalkala, and someone gathered a basket of figs, and what did he do? He gives it to the women. Vishalahen, I said, no, remember it was their figs, but it was from Shemitah, so it doesn't belong to everybody. Remember that was the case? Vishal Shvis, hoy, so it was Shemitah figs, so it belongs to everybody. So he went and took their figs, but he's allowed to, because it now becomes his figs by taking it, and now he takes a basket of figs and tells all five women at the same time. Vamari says, you're all married to me with this basket of figs. Now there's enough value there that there's enough pruta for everybody, at least five prutas worth. So what was the law? What happened in the case? Was he married to anybody? So what does the Mishnah say? Amr Chacham, the rabbi says, all the Mishnah, just reviewing the Mishnah, the two sisters are not married. That's it. That's all the Mishnah said. What's the implication? Clearly, the implication is Achayas who the Eidim Geshes. Only the sisters he's not married to. Hanachrios Mekudeshes. He's married to the strangers. So Hanachrios means the unrelated. The other three women, they're not sisters to anybody. So he's married to the other three ladies. That was the mission. Okay, so now we have to analyze what exactly did he say to these women. The mission just says, what does the Mishnah say? It says, you are all married to me. Okay, now what does that mean? What is he saying in that statement exactly? Is he saying all five of you are married to me at the same time? Is that what he is saying? So let's take a look. Now that's where it's getting particular over here. Hey Chidam, so let's analyze what's precisely the case where it appears he wants to marry all five and he ends up being married to three out of the five. So Elaim, did he say to them the following? The Omer, Kulchem, he said, let all of you, I want to marry all of you. And that includes the sisters. I want to marry to all five of you. That's the deal.
Right.
And so that if that's the deal, then that is like another case that we know for sure doesn't work. Okay? In other words, what he is saying is preposterous. Because can he be married to all five? Well, that's what he said, though. He didn't say, I'll be married to you.
If he knew there were two sisters.
He knows there's two sisters.
Okay, so he can.
So, but he's saying, I want to marry all five. Is that what he said? Well, you married all five. That can't be. And once it can't be, then the whole thing falls. It's all or nothing. Right. When you make a deal and you say, I want to marry all five of you. Well, that's because he wants to be married to all five. He didn't say, well, I'll marry all five of you and whatever, if I can't get all five, I'll take less. He didn't say that. He said, I want to marry all five. Now that just is not possible. We can't say, okay, well, two that he can't. No, it's either five or it's nothing. So that can't be what he says. Now the Gemara just gives an example of a preposterous situation that you can't fulfill.
Didn't you say last week, we said he's married to three.
We did, but, but Gemara now has to clarify what did he specifically say and let's see what happens.
Why didn't we clarify it last week?
Because we only learned the Mishnah. We'll learn the Mishnah. I said, we'll come back to it.
That's right.
Right now, the Gemara is clear. I have to wait to learn the Gemara. The Gemara is going to clarify. I knew the Gemara is going to clarify. So why don't we make it crazy then? Just learn the Mishnah. Now we're going to clarify it. Now we're clarifying it. So now, so if he says, I want to marry all five of you, this is like, now the next thing he's going to make is just like one of these phrases, you know, that you say, see, that's preposterous, it can't be. So it's the same thing over here. So if a guy says, for example, Kanei at v'chamorhu, let a guy say, let's say, so I want to give you a gift. Mm-hmm. So go, okay, I want to give Sammy and your donkey a gift. Mm-hmm. Now, is that a legitimate statement? I have two iPads. Here's what I say. I'm making a statement out. Sammy, I am giving you one iPad, and at the same time, I'm giving one to your donkey. And that's the kinyan that I want to make with you. Is that a legal kinyan?
Yes.
Well, the answer is no. Kani at v'chamorhu, right? So, in other words, we're going to see in a minute, we're going to see you don't get anything. Nothing, because it's all one statement. It's one transaction. And since I can't give anything to a donkey, then the transaction is null and void. If it's all in one clump, if you can't do the whole thing, then it's out. That's what the notes are going to explain here. If the man were really trying to betroth all the women, if he really wanted all five, the law would clearly be that none are betrothed. This is because his act of Kiddushin is incapable of betrothing some of the women in the group, namely the two sisters. And thus the act is rendered completely void. In other words, it cannot betroth even the unrelated women. The Gemara expresses the idea by comparing the man's act to a person attempting to give an item to a human and a donkey at once. It's one kinyan. Since the donkey obviously cannot acquire the object, the act of kinyan is rendered completely void and does not transfer ownership even to the human. Okay. In the last paragraph, our Gemara indicates that in the case of let you and the donkey acquire, the entire kinyan is rendered void. In fact, this is the subject of Amoraic dispute in Bava Basra. But anyway, we're going to hold like that opinion. Anyway, that's right. But anyway, it's not good. According to that, what happened? I touched it too many times. Oh. Okay, I got it back. So that's a case of Kani at v'chamor. I want to acquire you, I want to give to you and to your donkey, and the law is, or va'at v'chamor lo kani, and when someone says, let both you and the donkey not acquire anything, right, it's not going to go. So that's what happens. So you can't do this. So that cannot be the case. The case cannot be he went to all five women and said, I want to be married to all five. That can't be the case. So what is the case? Top of the next page. Let's go back. Again. Now, remember, the Mishnah said he's not married to the two sisters, but he's implied to the three.
Implied
to three,
yes.
Elalav, but we must say the case is the Amr Lahal Achas Mikem. Rather, we say, let one of you be betrothed to me. He goes to five women, and he says that he's betrothing one of them. I might be betrothed to one of you. And included his two sisters. So he's not married to the sisters, but he is married to one of them.
Possibly.
He's for sure married to, not, well, no, because we don't know which sister. Let's read the notes. He stated he was betrothing only one of the women, but did not specify which one. In this case, his act is not comparable to saying, let you and the donkey acquire. When it says, let you and the donkey acquire, he's trying to accomplish two things, one of which is impossible. In our case, however, the man tries to accomplish only one thing, the betrothal of one woman. Okay, so according to this conclusion, that the man tried to betroth only one of the five women, and now here's a little problem though, when the Mishnah states that the sisters are not betrothed, it means that the one woman who became betrothed him was certainly not one of the sisters. But it doesn't imply that all other three are married to him. It's just one. The sisters are not betrothed, but one of the other three are.
Wait.
Right?
Why couldn't Yeah, I got the same question.
Okay. What? So he's saying the case can only be, the Mishnah says, what was the case again? He gave the basket to all five, and he's saying, you're married to me. What does it mean? He doesn't mean all five of you are married to me. He means one of you five is married to me.
Oh, and
that is what he, that's what he's saying. That's what he said. One of the five of you are married to me. The Mishnah says he's not married to the two sisters, which then means what? He's married to any one of the three ladies. And I have to add in between the lines now. And since we don't know which one of the three, he has to give those three a get, but not the two sisters a get.
Ask your question.
Do you understand?
Yeah, but I have a question.
I think it's the same. What, if he's marrying one of them, why couldn't it be one of the two sisters? Exactly. Just because the Mishnah says he's not married to them.
Because he couldn't be married to one of those two sisters. Which one would he marry? The three women, technically, he could sleep with any one of them. There'd be no Avera if he slept with any one of them. The question is, you don't just sleep with a woman, so you got to give all three a divorce, because you don't know which one. But a sister, he couldn't even sleep with anyone. That we go back to, that was an act that can't be followed up with a bia. The three women, if he wanted to, he could follow up with a bia. Be no Avera. What if he said, one of you are married to me, and now he sleeps with all three women. He didn't do a kares. Maybe znus. But that's an act that could be, but not with the sisters, because it could be maybe one of the sisters he's married to, so which if he sleeps with the wrong one, he's got a problem. Therefore, it's not a kiddushin to begin with, especially according to Rava, that such a kiddushin doesn't work. We'll see. But hey, that's why there's going to be a question on Abaye soon.
Exactly.
That's what's coming up. Just pay patient, it's coming up. That's why we're saying the front and the end of the Mishnah don't fit together. So that's how you have to learn the Mishnah now. The Mishnah says he's not married to the two sisters, so we thought it meant, so he's married to the three ladies. We said, that can't be, because he didn't say, I'm married to all five of you. If he said, I'm all married to all five of you, he's not married to any of them. Must have said, here's the five of you. Here, all of you take the fruit. Everyone take one. And I'm married to one of the five of you. The Mishnah says, you're not married to the two sisters. You are married to one of the three women. That's the bottom part. As for the unrelated women, however, anyone that might be the woman who became betrothed, and thus all would need a get from him before remarrying. If they want to marry someone else, they'd all need a guess. We don't know which one he's married to. That now is for sure the case. It has to be the case of the Mishnah, right? Can't be the first way we thought it was, because it doesn't make any sense. You couldn't be married to anybody. Now, what does it say? Uketani, and the Mishnah says, Ein achuyos mekudashes. The sisters are not married to him. Right? Wait a minute. Why aren't the sisters married? According to Abaye, couldn't it have been a kiddushin to all, let's say he's in doubt to all five?
Yeah.
Why can't he be married to one of the sisters? Well, because he can't be intimate. No, Abaye says he could be. He could, even though he can't be intimate, but the kiddushin's still a kiddushin. So that would be a question. So now, how are you going to learn a seifa? So what? How do we conclude right now? It comes out, L'Rava Kasha Reisha. So the Reisha, the first half of the Mishnah, is a question on Rava. Remember the deduction. Let's go back over the Mishnah now. The Mishnah starts says, if a man goes over to two sisters and says you're both Mekudosh to me simultaneously, it's not a Kiddushin. What's the implication? What if he said one of the two of you are married to me? It's implied it is a good Kiddushin. He can't live with them. He'd have to give them a divorce.
So
that's a question on Rava. So that first half would be like Abaye, not like Rava. Now the second mission, the part of the mission that says I want to marry all five of you, it can't mean he wants to marry all five of them because he won't be married to nobody.
Right.
So it means I want to be married to one of the five of you.
Yes.
And the halacha is he is married not to the sisters, but to the other three women. Why is he not married maybe to one of the five sisters, the two sisters?
Yeah.
What, according to Abaye, you don't have to be able to make a bia afterwards. So why isn't he married them? I don't know what, it's not like Abaye. So the first half is, so forget about Akasha and Rav and Abaye. The mission itself is self-contradicting.
Right.
The mission itself, the implication of the first half implies that a kiddushin that can't be followed up with a bia is a kiddushin, while the second half is implying a kiddushin that cannot be followed up with a bia to the two sisters is not a kiddushin.
Yeah.
So it's a contradiction. So you can say it two ways. You can say the reisha contradicts the seifa, or you can say the rava kasha reisha. The reisha is a question on rava, and la abaye kasha seifa, and the seifa is a question on abaye. So therefore, so Rav is saying, you think it's a problem on me, guess what? The whole Mishnah doesn't make sense. So now what do you have to do? So what'll have to happen is Abaye is going to have to, now Abaye, the first half works good according to him. So what Abaye is going to have to do, he's going to have to finagle the second half that it'll fit in like him. What Rav is going to do, the second half works like him, he's going to have to finagle the first half that the first half will look like him. And then the clue is going to be that Abaye will have one way to learn the Mishnah, and Rav is going to have a separate way to learn the Mishnah. Because you cannot learn the Mishnah the way it is presently. Presently, the Mishnah, the beginning, contradicts the end. And you don't usually say, well, the first half works like Abaye and the second half works like Rava. It's very unusual to make the Rabbi Yehuda Nasi say a whole Mishnah be like two different people. First, one half like one person, one half like the other. So therefore, Rava has just expanded the conflict, as we say. And he says, you think the Reish is a question on me. Well, the Seif is a question on Abaye. And therefore, the Mishnah is very difficult to learn. So everybody's got to come up with answers to the questions. Okay, are we good over here? Do we see where, again, should I repeat it one more time? Let me just repeat it one more time to make it clear. When you start the first part of the Mishnah, it says, a man said, I want to be Mekadesh, two sisters at the same time, Mishnah, no Kedushin. Implying clearly, what if he said, I want to marry one out of the two of you? Would imply it is a good Kedushin, even though you're going to have to divorce them both out of doubt afterwards, it's a good Kedushin. That only works like Abaye, who says a Kedushin that cannot be followed up with consummation is a good Kedushin. Yeah. Seems to be a question on Rava, who says it isn't. The second half that says, gives the basket to the five women, says, I want to be married to you, it's, he can't marry the sister. So what does it mean to you? If it meant he wanted to marry all five, then it can't mean that he's married to the other three sisters, because he wanted the three strangers. If you can't have part of it, you can't have any of it. Must be, he said, what, I want to be married to one of the five of you. And you want to get married to one of the five of you, it says what, he can be married to the three, but not to the two sisters. Why not to the two sisters? According to Abaye, so be married, but it doesn't have to have consummation afterwards. So, you want to start the answer, or maybe we'll stop here. Or maybe better to stop here, because the answer is long. Okay, so tomorrow we're going to answer the Mishnah according to Abaye, and then we're going to answer the Mishnah according to Rava, and it's going to come out that it's two different ways to learn the Mishnah, if you're Abaye or Rava. Okay, we'll stop here.